Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
Morning, Penny. Oh, you look rough.
Oh, thank you, Kathy. I can always rely on you for your honesty.
Well, I'm sorry, but you do. Do you want some paracetamol?
Yes, please.
Well, I think there's some in the cupboard.
Oh, I'll get it then.
So, you had a good night, did you?
Yes, I did, thank you.
And you have Mike tonight and you're out with Michael tomorrow, is that right?
No, it's the other way round, actually.
Oh, knew it. I said it would get complicated.
Oh, don't you start. Even I'm getting confused. What if tonight I call Mike Michael?
Oh, Penny, I'd have thought that was bound to happen.
Penny, do you want some help with that?
Oh, yes, please.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I just had a late night, that's all.
Well, we better get this finished because Debbie's doing the rounds.
Oh, she won't mind.
She will, because she wanted these out yesterday.
I know, but we didn't have the time, did we?
Well, she won't be happy about it. And don't tell me you've been doing this all morning.
Yes, I have.
All morning?
Yeah, does it matter?
You're up to Debbie. She likes things done quickly.
Oh, she'll be all right.
Well, let's hope you're right, because she's coming now.
Hello, Mike. Back so soon?
Yes, I think I've fallen in love with your cheese scones.
Ah, well, you can thank Millie for that. She's brilliant at scones. And cakes, for that matter.
Oh, I thought it was just you and Helen who worked here.
No, we've got Millie who comes in every day. And young Amy who works now and again.
Ah, she's the one who works in Patterson's as well, isn't she?
Yes, but I don't think she'll be with us for much longer.
Oh, where's she going?
Well, I don't know for sure, but I think she wants to go to university.
Oh, good for her. Well, she might as well while she's young. So, dear sister, can I have a pot of tea with the scone? And yes, I would like it warm.
Mike, the tea will obviously be hot.
No, I want a scone that's warm.
Oh, of course you do, silly me.
It's not so busy in here today, is it?
No, not at the moment, but it will be.
Amy, shouldn't you be on the till?
Yes, but I've got 5 minutes, so I thought I'd give Penny a hand first.
Oh, good. I like to see teamwork. It certainly helps when we can all work together.
Well, we've nearly finished.
Oh, don't worry. Don't rush. I'm sure Sue will cover for you if you're not there.
Oh, okay.
Right, must get on. See you both later.
What was that all about?
See? I told you she could be nice. You, Amy, have got to stop listening to gossip.
If you say so.
No, I mean it. There's far too much going round at the moment, and all of it is absolute rubbish.
Here you are.
Oh, thanks.
So, what are your plans for today?
Oh, not a lot. I've got to get some food in, and then I thought I'd go over and see Jason.
Gosh, do you still see him?
Well, I haven't for a couple of years, but we plan to meet up later.
And what about this evening?
I'm seeing Penny.
Oh, nice one. Where are you going?
Three Dogs.
What? I hope that's just for a drink.
No, it's for dinner.
Mike, don't you think you should take us somewhere nicer?
Well, I don't particularly want to go there. It's Penny who does.
But it's so...
Well, rough and ready. I know. Well, I'm hoping when we get there, she'll change her mind.
Well, you wouldn't catch me going there. Oh, Mike, you've got to take us somewhere else. There's tons of good places in Newport.
Sis, I know that. Three Dogs is hardly a good setting for a nice romantic evening. Is it?
Penny, thanks for coming round last night. We must do it again sometime.
Yeah, that would be good. Look, why don't you come to me next time?
Yeah, okay.
And I'll cook. I could do pizza if you like.
Oh, lovely. Oh, as long as it doesn't end up on the floor.
Oh, God, yes, I'm sorry about that.
No, it doesn't matter. I should have got up to help.
Well, was the carpet okay?
Oh, yes, it was fine. I gave it a good clean this morning, so don't worry.
Good. Debbie, do you know what you said about someone using Tina's brother as an escort?
Yes.
Do you really know who it was? Because you might have just heard idle gossip.
No, Penny, I know who it was.
Well, tell me then, who was it? Because I won't tell anyone.
Can you really keep a secret?
Yes, of course I can.
Penny, it was me.
Well, thank you, Mike, and hope to see you again soon. Oh, he's quite good looking, isn't he?
Well, I think so, but then he is my brother.
Have you two always got on?
Yes, to be honest, we have. We never used to argue like most kids. He sort of looked after me. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do. You were lucky then, because lots of people don't have anything to do with their brothers or sisters when they get older.
Oh, no, we'd never be like that. What about you? Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yes, I do. But I can't stand around chatting all day. Those tables need cleaning.
Oh, Helen, don't worry. I'll do them.
Oh, what a day! I blew in Mrs. McTavish complaining about the bra sizes.
You know why, don't you?
Well, I do now. She thinks the sizes are wrong, because she can't possibly be that big. I bet she's been squeezing herself into AA cups for years.
Oh, God, what a thought. Anyway, Jim, I must go.
Oh, yeah. Well, have a good time tonight.
I will.
And I hope he's taking you somewhere nice.
Yeah, it's nice enough.
Well, that doesn't sound very positive. I know Michael would only take you to the best of places.
Jim, shush.
Oh, doesn't Michael know you're seeing Mike?
No, and don't tell him, OK?
Well, as if I would.
No, Jim, please don't. Mike's just a friend, OK? And I am allowed to have friends, you know.
Oh, Penny, keep your hair on. I'm not going to say anything. I know how to keep my mouth shut.
Well, I hope you do. So don't tell him. He doesn't need to know, OK?
Right, let's find a table.
Oh, there's one over there. I'll go grab it.
So, Amy, tell us, how was the holiday?
Forget the holiday. I'm going to know where you're moving to.
Ah, well, that's a long story.
Oh, you're not going to move far away, are you?
Well, I might as well tell you now.
I knew it! You're going to live with your dad, aren't you?
No, why did you think that?
I don't know. I just thought you might be, that's all.
So, go on, Amy. What are your plans?
I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying here.
You what? I thought you were going to university.
I did think about it, but no, I've changed my mind.
Why, Amy? You said you didn't want to work here anymore. You said to me that you wanted a change.
Well, I've changed my mind, okay?
Has your mum got something to do with this?
No, yes, well, in a way.
Amy, you can't do what your mum wants you to do all your life.
Look, if you're going to be like this, I'm going.
Oh, Amy, sorry. No, don't go. We were just thinking of you, that's all. We were so excited for you.
Well, don't be. So there you are, I've let you down. I'm staying here, so nothing will change.
You're not letting us down. We just thought you were leaving. You are the clever one, remember?
Well, obviously I'm not, if you both think I'm doing the wrong thing.
We didn't say that. It's just we thought you'd had enough of the shop and the cafe.
And you did say that you'd decided to do something different, but I reckon we got it wrong.
Sorry, Amy.
You don't need to be sorry. No, you didn't get it wrong. I did want to go to university. You see, I got home from Italy feeling so confident about it all.
So what happened?
I came home and Mum was ill. And no, I can't go away when she's having dizzy spells. I just have to wait until Dad comes home, and then he can look after her.
So when will that happen?
I don't know yet.
Cheers, Mike.
Cheers, Penny. You look lovely tonight.
Oh, thank you.
I wish, though, that we'd gone somewhere different.
Why? It doesn't matter where we go as long as we're...
What? What were you going to say?
Nothing.
Oh, come on, Penny. You said as long as we're...
Having a good time. That was it. We are, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. Of course we are. And I'd like to do this more often, if that's all right with you.
Mike, when we first got together, I knew I was just a shoulder for you to cry on.
No, you weren't. You meant far more to me than that. Do you honestly think that was all it was?
No. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to say that. Excuse me, I won't be a minute.
Penny?
So, have you got any plans for the future?
No, not really. I'm just going to take it one day at a time.
Oh, I'll drink to that. I wish I had brains.
You do. Somewhere.
No, really, I'd love to be brainy.
It wouldn't suit you.
Why not?
Alice, I'm joking. So, do you think you'll move off the island?
I don't know. I might one day. And what about you, Amy? Do you think you really will go to university?
Yeah, I think so. I can part with staying another year until Dad comes home, but then I will definitely leave.
Good for you, Amy. And if you don't go, we will put you on the ferry.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, we could all go. What do you think?
Yeah, why not? I'll drink to that.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Oh, Mike, I didn't mean what I said.
No, Penny, you're right. I was in a bit of a state at the time, but you meant far more to me than just a shoulder to cry on. Honestly, there was nothing left between me and Jill, and deep down, I think I knew the marriage was over.
But I thought you were trying to save your marriage.
I did. But I got that all wrong. You can't buy love, can you?
Well, we did have a good time, didn't we?
A good time?
No, I didn't mean it like that.
Well, that's what you said. I thought we meant something to each other, Penny.
Well, yes, we did. But it didn't last very long, did it?
Penny, you know I got myself into a terrible mess. And I thought the best thing was to go away. But every day I thought of you.
Did you?
Penny, please don't cry.
You're late.
Oh, I didn't think you'd be up.
Well, I am. So did you have a good time with your mates?
Yes, thanks.
And where did you go?
Oh, only to the pub.
Did you eat?
Yes.
How much did you have to drink?
Mum, I'm going to bed.
Oh, so this is what Italy has done to you.
You what?
Well, Amy, it's quite obvious to me that since you've been on holiday, you've become very selfish. You don't care about anyone now apart from yourself.
How can you say that?
Well, just look at the time.
Mum, I am not a child.
Well, don't behave like one then.
I'm not!
Don't shout at me.
I'm going to bed. I'll see you in the morning.
Amy, kiss your mother goodnight.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.